This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Otherwise, it's 17 minutes after 9, and you know, and as I told you earlier, Oduguti, we do have Mr. Maqhi in studio today for Knowledge Hub. Welcome back, Mr. Maqhi. Good morning.
Good morning, Pudawetu. Yes, so welcome back. It's good to be back.
Mr. Maqhi. It's been there. Did you enjoy your break? Did you even have a break?
No, we did not. So we were also around, doing other things. But yes, this is part of the job.
Exactly. Otherwise, what do you have for us this morning, Mr. Maqhi?
I think let's get to, August, we are always told what is the Women's Month. So yes. we have coming up on Saturday, 9 August, commemorating Women's March, 1956.
Yeah.
So it is important. Also, it's not just about women. As we know, it's really about each gender. How do we live together, men and women? So, okay, it's good to see, because we are university, we are lecturer also, and we are students, and we are lecturers. So let's maybe try and think this through. So let's take this academically, because it's easier said than done. You know, this thing of living side by side in harmony, for some reason, yes, slowly. And as much as we are going to listen to politicians claiming victory, claiming this has been achieved.
But in reality,
it's more sober. It's more analytical. So I'm trying to suggest maybe for us a lens of looking at the whole journey. As a humanity, because we are all humans at the end of the day. So Saaband, some of us are born as boys, and then some of us will be born as girls. But at the end of the day, so
we are people.
We are people. So what's also they are always interested in that. So what is it that make people behave in a particular way? So they talk about our institutions. So there are institutions ube on your own, but they sort of give you direction, right? Just to name them quickly, and then we'll work with just now. One is family, marriage. We say within a marriage, there are rules, there are boundaries. Right? Then the second one is school. School in a broad sense, with the school, a crash, primary school, those are schools. So important institutions as well are shape how you think and what you do. And then we have also the religious, which is the church, broadly speaking as well. So it might be different denominations, different parts, generally the religious institution. Then we get jobs, and according to that, we are shaped because there are things that happen, there are things that we do, things that we don't do. We have the media, which shapes our thinking in a lot of ways. And we have government in the politics. So those are the six ones. Now, so for us, therefore, to make our changes in gender relations, so those institutions need to change. So they need to embrace a change. So again, like I said, I don't think we are going to have my answers. So as this generation, maybe I'm pessimistic. What we can do is we can have our conversations. And I want to suggest to let us have our conversations are informed. So let's look at marriage. So in marriage, the one book that I'm going to suggest that we all reread if you've read it before, or maybe read for the first time if you have not. Yes. Steve Harvey in 2009, he wrote a book called Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. So I'm telling you, if you're a man, it's going to open your eyes. If you're a woman, it's going to blow your mind, because it's going to simplify this creature called a man. So he makes three basic ideas about men. So men live for three things. One is respect. So that's why man born and also your boyfriend, but the first thing I is I will him that.
Yeah.
Because he must be in charge and everything. Then also men, unfortunately, men and sex go together. So
true.
That's always going to put him in trouble for some reason
for
or
some
the
reason,
other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so not unless he can control himself. Mm-hmm. And number three is food. I mean, so
yeah. No, I need to read this book, hey?
You have to. Yeah. So it's, I mean, it opens your eyes. Even if you're a guy, it makes you feel. So I have to say, this guy is getting us. Basically, he exposed the secrets for women, right?
Yeah.
So that is the one. So for you to understand this whole thing of if you want to, if your desire one day is to get into marriage, to understand this opposite creature.
Mm.
Also now as well, if you are meant to understand also where you'll be coming from if you approach my issues. So this is the one. Then the second one, Nale, is very sad. It's by Naomi Wolf, 1990. She says, the title is The Beauty Myth, How Images of Beauty Are Used Against Women. With women, yes, you can go to school, but the question always is, unjani? So, I mean, you might have a cell phone, but the first thing you put on a cell phone is your picture. So you might have a room divider, and then what you put in your room divider is pictures of your kids, etc. With women, focus more on the image than. Nogutika, she says, it doesn't work for women anyway. It's a man's world. So men don't allow women to be smart. Yeah. I mean, men make money and they look for a trophy. To spend the money with.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful political book that came out many years ago from the US, Naomi Wolf. Then number three is, so the idea there, religion is straightforward. There was God, and then God created kings, and after kings came the men, and after men came the woman and the children.
Yes.
So they established a little hierarchy there. So in some religions, the man is the head and the woman is supposed to be the heart. So it doesn't create a space for negotiation most of the time. This is not to say, for example, in some churches or in some religious bodies where they allow space for women, but in general, in religion. So in religion, if you are rigid, along. So again, one way to understand that whole notion is, Hofstede is German. He came up with cultural dimensions in 1980 to say part of it has to do with a distance between you and the power. I remember religion is really mainly about the power. We are believing that God is the source of all power. So with the masibanga the power, then a sibanga based on what? So we all want to justify our access to power using, even apartheid was based on
the power.
Claiming what God gave them power to rule over the natives, right? So that is a church. Then let's go to work. Tutunhlabathi Madonsela, so I like him, South African. She's always commenting on dating and relationships. So this year she published a book called The Dating Playbook. How to Win at Mjolo in Love. Came out in 2025. Now, one of the sad things I discovered in the book, she talks about dating for survival. If Sibuka unemployment rates 80, there are more women unemployed than men. It means, as much as Kuba Ichoke, unfortunately, if women have not heard this well, sorry to them, but the men will say, two sevens are up, two sevens are mean. So that is the perception. As women will say, well, allowance, this and that, but still, so she addresses the whole notion with him. So people will make dating choices sometimes just based on survival.
Yeah, so sad, unfortunately.
Runs and sense ruling our hearts. And we have then, so this was number three, number four, right? M17. So there's an institutional family change. It allow more women to come in a fair manner, you know. So not to see pushing women out so that they end up doing other things just to survive. Number five is, we spoke about the medium. Now, these days is the big one is social media. Now, an interesting area there to explore. In terms of how women deal with themselves, because I mean, as much as we we see women as victims. E.L. James came up with 50 Shades of Grey in 2011.
Yeah.
The book was, I mean, they said they were on fire. So women were picking up the book everywhere. The book was online. So they were reading it. They were book clubs discussing the book. And I mean, this is one of those books that I mustn't talk too much about. But if you are a guy, I suggest you read the book and also perhaps even watch the movie, because I mean, it will sort of confuse you with how is this violence or is this love?
Yeah.
I mean, that line between pleasure and pain. Mm. I mean, so it's so again, which it explores how we shouldn't jump to conclusions every time we look at women, and perhaps let me appreciate the choices that they make and how they feel about themselves and their bodies. So a very important one, culturally, the 50 Shades. I mean, one of those books that you need to have read in post. You probably know someone who's read it. Perhaps they are shy to admit that they have read it.
Yeah.
And then we have then politics. Now, politics is South African politics. In 2018, I didn't check my first, but I think it was in 2018 when Winnie Madikizela Mandela died.
Passed on, yes.
Lebo Mashila read a poem saying that, what did your father know when he raised you like a boy? So, Winnie, I'll call her Winnie as much as. So, Winnie, her mother died when she was 9 years old. Mm. So she was raised by her father. So the mother died, leaving behind the 9 kids. So one had already died. I mean, first they were 10. So first they were, the other one died later. So she had to then step in as baby number 5. Step in to look after her siblings during their still going to school. Mm. I mean, she went to school. It's called Fundox. So now somebody was going to three examples. I mean, they were so umetric. It was what Jay said at the time. So standard 8, grade 10. So Bwana, so work grade job. When you came to school, you had to wake up at 3 a.m. to go and have a cold bath, because at 4 was by the next grade, at 5 was when school is going to start. So Nzangzamuko team, that's what the reality is. And then at 16, she finishes high school. The same father sends her to Johannesburg. Now at 16 years old, this is 1952.
Mm.
So I'm 1952. Other people are thinking about going to get married, they're going to do this, but Baba Kuti, no. So go to school. I mean, so she studies social work, and the rest is history.
Mm.
So this is from the book 18, Winnie and Nelson, Portraits of a Marriage by Johannes Steinbeck. You know, often we will see Winnie as next to Nelson, but also Winnie as a human being, as an individual, had a life of her own,
yes,
had strengths of her own. And of course, because she was a woman, she received the most cruelest punishment as well from the apartheid government.
Mm.
So all I'm saying is that as well. So as much as that generation did start the march, there is still more that needs to be done. So, I mean, transforming the society is going to need all of us to engage in these conversations at home, at school, in church, in politics, to say, how do we try? I mean, for me, the most important, how do you try to live together? How do you try to understand each other without blaming each other for this and the other? Trying to be more understanding, you know, to be more appreciative of who we are. So some just suggestions, but I wait for people to read. Perhaps also this is going to inform in conversations, and hopefully one day people will look back to this day and say, that conversation on Vubang and a breakfast so changed my mind about this. Now I think differently about this issue.
Yes. Wow. No, thank you so much, Mr. Makhosia Bongakhulu. Maybe your advice to the people, we know, as you said, ukhuluma kamnandi about Women's Month, and also, just, you know, this thing of living together and trying to find, that harmony, ukuthi siphilisane ndawonye as, abantu besilisa, without discrimination to low umuntu wesilisa, low umuntu wesifazane, and just living as abantu nje in general.
Yes, yeah. So I mean, for me, I think the people now whom I always say I'd like to hear more speak are women. Because I mean, maybe women don't notice this. When men speak and a woman comes along, they change the conversation. So for some reason, it is automatic.
This notion
which there are things that we can discuss in front of women, and there are things that
we cannot.
So, and women, when you walk into a taxi and there are two women talking and you're walking, you're being a lady, so they carry on talking. So, good one, it's like they're not secrets, but they hardly start a conversation with men. So women. So I think now women must feel, hopefully, I mean, these conversations and them getting information, getting these ideas will make them feel bolder to start these difficult conversations. But why could be Gajin? Why should this be so? If it should not to fight, but start a conversation.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Makosi Abonga Kakulu, for joining us for yet another episode, the Knowledge Hub. Library services now, our Sevuli.
We are back until 9 p.m. Fridays, 6 p.m., Saturdays, 4 p.m., and then closed on Sundays, but we are back.
Thank you so much, Mr. Makosi, from Library Services, Jennifer Hudson.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.